Yes.
Yeah, well, good.
I took him down. But the other guy that was behind the wheel, they had a solder him out. The door was crushed in. But he was dead.
Yeah.
But they had to get him out before that car went up in flames. And that other guy, he was walking all over that place. He didn't know where he was at.
Huh.
And the back seat of the car pickup, there were a case of beer, and none of it was broke. Not one bottle was broke.
Is that right? Isn't that strange?
And underneath the seat, there was a bottle of whiskey, and it wasn't broke.
That is really strange.
It is. But it was such an impact.
Yeah. Yeah.
That guy was just sitting in there, and they thought he was alive because he was moaning.
Oh,
but
yeah.
They had to work on him to free him.
Yeah.
And after they freed him, when he died.
Uh-huh.
But I just went up there to see if I could be any help.
Yeah. How long ago was this?
This was about a year.
Yeah.
And then they had another one on the other side of the bridge. Two cars were coming back into San Antonio, and they had an accident. Sideswapped.
Ooh.
The other car.
Yeah.
Knocked the other car completely off, almost off the bridge. And it was an elder person's.
Who got knocked off?
Yeah, knocked off. And these were teenagers.
Did they stop?
They didn't even stop. They just kept on going.
Oh, that makes me sick. That's awful.
I don't know, these teenagers nowadays, they should, the parents don't want to have nothing to do with them.
Yeah.
And they give them the keys and the money and for gas and whatever, what else they want. And tell them to get going. They don't have time for them.
Yeah, and that's when that kind of thing
And happens. That's what happens.
Yeah. You might say to somebody, okay, say you gave your teenagers some car keys, and you might say, if you get in a dangerous situation, you what to be careful?
Well, drive careful.
Okay, or if it's any kind of dangerous situation, you might say, you something to be careful.
You watch, look.
Okay. Say that you were growing some squash out back,
mm-hmm.
and you might say, well, I don't know, this time last year it looked, you know, better than it does now, and this time of the summer it seemed to be taller.
My squash was better last year, but this year it wasn't so hot.
Okay. You might say, it doesn't look as good as it
did last year.
Okay. I might say, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you...
You wouldn't go through.
Okay. And you might say to your daughter, who she's just goofing off or something, you might say, you aren't doing what you...
was supposed to be doing.
Okay. If a boy got whipping, you might say, oh, I'll bet he did something he...
shouldn't have been doing.
Okay. And refusing something in a very strong way, you say, no matter how many times you ask me to do that, I...
surely won't.
Okay. When you get something done that was hard work all by yourself, and a friend would just sort of stand around without helping, you know. When you get through, you're tired and you're mad at that friend because he didn't help. You might say, well, you...
You should have helped me.
Okay. And, let's see. Suggesting the possibility of being able to do something, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but I might... What?
Would you repeat that?
Okay. Somebody asks you if you can do something. Can you do that? And then you say, well, I'm not sure, but I might...
try to do it.
Okay. What do you call the kind of animal that goes hoo?
A hoot owl.
Okay. And there's a smaller kind that has a real loud, shrill voice. Do you have another name for that?
Well, there's an owl and a hootie owl.
Okay, which one's bigger?
The hoot owl.
Okay.
They have larger eyes and larger body.
Okay. And what do you call the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
A woodpecker.
Okay. Have you ever heard of any class of people ever being compared to woodpeckers?
No, I haven't.
Okay. What do you call a black and white animal that has a powerful smell?
A skunk.